Nice game.
Appreciate it. Huh? First pick of the year. Plenty more to come, I hope.
But it's not just about a pick. It's about
the win.
What you did to the quarterback, what you did to their scheme. What is this? It seems like every week, even Rodgers was frustrated against you guys, even though he put up numbers. But the quarterback always looks frustrated.
We just try to do a great job of covering those guys, you know, covering them up in the back end and trying to get pressure on the quarterback and competing. That's the biggest key, man. We've been going out there competing each and every week. And our coach has been doing a great job of putting a great game plan in, and we've just been trying to execute.
Are you satisfied, Coach Zimmer?
Nah, not yet, no. You know, it's going to be hard to satisfy this guy. We're going to have the Super Bowl trophy in our hands to satisfy him. So he's not satisfied at all, and I think guys in this locker room, we're not satisfied. You know, we happy. You know, it's Monday. We got to win, but at the same time, it's time to move on. And we got another big task ahead of ourselves. We got the Seattle Seahawks, who's a great team, and you know they done won the NFC the last past 2 years to go to the Super Bowl. So we know it's going to be a difficult challenge, but at the same time, we ready.
He knows how tough the schedule's coming up. I mean, what do you think when you have a pretty good road win, you know, and then Zimmer's like, we could have done things better. Is that just Zim, or does he know
You
guys can't let up because the schedule's
I think
tough.
That's just Zim, and I feel just like him, though. We could have did a whole lot better. We made that game a whole lot harder than it should be, especially at the end, giving up a cheap touchdown. We should have never did that. And just things that we did towards the end of the game. With letting them just drive down the field so easy at the end of the game. Like, oh, we got this game in the bag, so let's just chill. Let's just relax. We can't do that. We got to learn how to finish opponents. And that's something that he talked to us this morning about, just going out there finishing this game. You know, it would have been real nice to win 20-3. It definitely would have helped us defensively to be the number one ranked defense in the NFL with points allowed.
Would that have gotten you a victory Monday, 20-3?
Nah, I don't think so. With this schedule coming up, nah. We knew. We knew we was going to have to come in, and you know, but he take care of us, man, during the week. You know, he take care of us, and if it's cutting down a couple reps or things like that to take care of our legs. So we can't complain about not coming in on Monday.
Is there any difference on a film review, either in words or tone of voice, after a win or after a loss? Is it pretty much the same business?
It's definitely the same with Coach Zim. He never changes up on you. So, you know, if he sees a couple plays that he want to go over, he go over them with you. He talk about the good, and he always talk about the bad, too. So he never changed that up, and that's the one thing I like about him. He's not going to let you get too high. You know, never let you get too high on yourself or, you know, be too high on the team. He always going to say, we have work to do, and we know that. That's a great thing with him. So I'm just happy we got the win, and now it's time to move on. I done flushed that game already, and I'm time to move on.
Captain, you guys limited Julio Jones without starting safeties for most of the game. What does that say about the secondary and what you guys are able
to do? We got a lot of depth at the position. Guys come in and they step up. That's the big thing, man. Robert Blend haven't played that much at all year. And Sendejo get hurt, he come in and like we haven't missed a beat. Came and make some big-time tackles. And Anton Exum get his first start. You know, go out there and play the whole game and play great. You know, play great. Helped us get the win.
From your perspective, how did Xavier do on Julio? Seemed like he was following him a lot.
Oh, I felt like he did a great job, you know, to eliminate, you know, they big guy on their team. And he's been doing that all year. You ask him to go cover Calvin Johnson because they say, oh, yeah, they got the same body type or, you know, things like that. He can run with them. He's been doing a great job. You know, that's not easy. You know, this job is that we asking Xavier to do, it's not easy. And he's doing a great job at it.
What did you kind of like about Exum's game out there? You touched upon him.
Oh, he was physical. He played very physical. He made some great tackles. You know, to slow the guy down for Anthony Barr to make the tackle, you know, it's hard, man, when a guy got the whole field to work with and you back there by yourself to try to make a tackle on him. And he slowed the guy down, and, you know, Barr came behind and made the great script. And he recovered it, and it changed the game. It changed the game, man. I feel like Robert Blend at the same time, you know, the running back hit the hole. They about to go in for the score. He made the tackle at the 2-yard line. And then, you know, a couple plays later, Terrence Newman get the interception. You know, that changed the whole game in the third quarter. It was a 7-3 game. And, bam, we got the interception. They could have took the lead right there if Robert don't make that tackle. So, guys came in, man. They stepped up. They played big. And, like I said, man, it's just the depth we got in the secondary. You know, guys get hurt. Next guy up. That's the mentality we have.